tell us a bit more. You said personal, was it knowledge management or mastery? Tell us a bit more about that.
Well, so Harold Jarkey is sort of the guy who I've followed for, gosh, for years now. And he, if you're not familiar with him, you should go to his site. It's jarkey.com, J-A-R-C-H-E. And he has what he calls a network learning model. And it talks about, you know, everybody has their immediate work group, so close ties that you're working with and sharing with. And you're probably doing some form of curation and social learning, whether you even know it or not, in that small group just because of the proximity of everyone.
Yeah, I mean, it could just be, oh, I saw this on a website and I've emailed it to you in case it's useful. It could be something as simple as that, couldn't it?
Exactly. And if you think about it, you know, the instructional designers are curators, right? We're looking at this big, huge mass of knowledge, and we're filtering out, you know, what do people need? So building a course and building a workshop, that's curation, or a form of curation, right? So we're already doing that. But what Harold does in his models, he talks about, so moving from those smaller work groups out to things like community of practice. So we've got common interests, not quite as strong ties, and then out one more step beyond that into things like social media, where I have weak ties, and just how that those three fit together. And often there's more power in those social weaker ties because I'm getting a broader view of the world and I'm exposed to things I wouldn't otherwise be exposed by. There's a really great article that talks all about the power of weak ties, that which is fabulous, which I would recommend to anybody to check out.
Yeah, I really love that on Twitter. I follow so many different people, and every now and then something will come up from user design or coding or marketing or sales or, I don't know, finance. I don't know what it is. And not all of that is going to be relevant to me. And a lot of it I'll just skip past and go, no. But every now and then there's something that hooks me in. I go, oh, what could I learn from that? What could I share from that? What angle fits the many different things that I'm doing for me and my clients and my work and my networks?
That happens to me almost every day.
Well, hence your newsletter and your sharing. You're excellent at it.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, I think it's not that we're reading all the stuff that goes by, but we're just skimming, right? So we're skim, and then we'll find something and then dive a little deeper, you know, once something catches your eye. So it's an efficient way to sort of keep a broad view of the things that you need to keep up on. And sometimes I learn stuff I didn't even know I needed to know, which is the coolest thing. I see, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I never thought of that. And now I'm going to start doing this today.
Yeah. And also I think you can pick up on things, even if you're just skipping past the tweets or, you know, in your newsletter, I go, nah, you know, not things for me to read right now.
Exactly.
But just merely by seeing those things, I get a sense of what is out there. And that can give me a really broad, general, very light, but understanding of stuff that's going on. And then I can always go back and look at more and Google it, or, you know, one of your tweets or whatever, and find out more detail.
And I think it's almost, you know, it's almost like an ambient awareness, right? Like you're just sort of soaking in it a bit. And I tell people, don't worry about trying to keep up with everything, because that is impossible and will drive you insane. And I just say, like, if something is important and you are sort of connecting with people and following these sources, if something is important, it will find you. You don't have to find it.
Yeah, agreed. And I think also it's really interesting. Again, if I focus on Twitter or LinkedIn, people will share things or tag you in them. And even people, I tagged somebody in something on Twitter today that I'm not deep into her work, but I know of it, and she talks on a particular subject. I saw a tweet and it's just like, that subject is that person, and put the two together. May come of nothing, maybe the best thing in the world for her. But that's the kind of thing about those loose networks and those, like, was it loose networks you were saying?
Yeah, weak ties, yes.
Weak ties, thank you. I'll just completely rebrand that for you.
No, it's all good.
So tell us a bit more about the technology aspect, because I get a sense with all professionals, but with L&D professionals specifically, there are a lot of us who are into LinkedIn, Twitter, the various different platforms out there, Slack and Instagram and Snapchat. And there are others of us that don't really have much of a social media thing at all. Is it all about social media? Should we all be on Twitter and that's the answer? Or is it a little bit more complicated than that?
Well, I don't think you have to be on Twitter or LinkedIn or any particular place. I think you need to be somewhere. So where's your tribe, right? Like, where are your people who do what you do, who you can connect and learn from and with? So just go there. But as for Twitter, I tell people all the time, you don't ever have to tweet a single thing to get value out of Twitter, right? Like, you can just follow. I think you get more value if you do share things, but you can, for example, if you go to a conference and there's an amazing speaker, or you read a book or see a TED Talks, right? Look them up. They probably have a Twitter account. Follow them. That way you don't have to wait until the next conference or the next video they put out, right? Like, you can learn from them and, hey, even give them a compliment. Hey, loved your talk or loved your session. Have a question. It's amazing the type of access that you can get to brilliant people via Twitter or LinkedIn or those type of platforms. And then the other hang up that I commonly see is, oh, well, gosh, well, who am I? I'm nobody. I don't have anything to share.
Yeah.
And there's a great quote that I always sort of use as a response. It's like, well, if you're staying up to date and you're learning, if you're always learning, then you always have things to share. And I don't know where I got that. I stole it from somewhere and I can't remember where I got it from, but it's like gold.
I think you curated it, Mike. You curated it.
I did, and I'm going to have to dive deep into my notes to go back and find who it came from. But, you know, I want to like get t-shirts printed up and pass them out, right? Like, if you're always learning, you have something to share because it will help somebody else, right? Like, that's another cool thing that John Stepper talks about in his book, Working Out Loud, is one of the foundations is sharing with the goal to help others, which I think is liberating in a way that, oh gosh, I learned this thing. It helped me. It will probably help somebody else. Or you may know somebody, like your example of tagging somebody in a tweet. Hey, this isn't for me, but I think it'll help that person. And I think it just changes the whole perception, actually misperception, of people tweeting about themselves and self-promotion and all that sort of stuff that sometimes people get hung up on.
Yeah, it's a really careful balance. And it's one I'm aware of outside of TJ especially, is how much of it is me, 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 I'm the expert, please come to my company, please fill in my stuff, this, that, and the other, and how much of it is helping others. And a couple of months ago, I was playing, or me and my colleague in my company were playing with green screens in Zoom, a webinar platform. Uh-huh. We did a couple of videos, had a bit of fun, and it was just for us that we were playing. But I was so astounded with the result, loved it so much, I decided to share it. But there was a little pause in me that I just went, well, hang on, I didn't do my hair or makeup or wear anything super professional. So I was like, do I really want to share this? But then it was like, well, yeah, because it's really good. And like you say, if I can do this with a £30 background and a free account on Zoom, then maybe somebody else will give it a go. And I think that's, if you have that intention, then it makes the world a little bit of a better place in that way.
Absolutely. And you're helping people. So you've got those lessons learned and things that you're sharing. Well, I can take that and I can go apply them. I don't have to go through the experimentation and stuff. So that's generous on your part. And the ironic thing about people who are self-promoting, nobody has ever self-promoted themselves and made me think, oh gosh, there's the expert. The thing is when you help people, that's when people will see you as the expert. So I find it interesting how that works. And it really truly is, the more you give, the more you get.
Yeah. And going back to your point about, you know, what have I got to say, or what can I add to something? I see that a lot with people as well. So when I ask people to write something for TJ, come on a TJ Wow webinar, maybe do a podcast, And there's a lot of nervousness around, well, what could I possibly add? And like you say, it's like everybody has an experience, everybody has an angle, and yours is interesting and could help someone else. And it doesn't matter whether you're in year one or in what you deem to be a low job as opposed to hierarchically high up, you've got stuff to share and probably more interesting and important than maybe someone higher up or who's been around longer.
Absolutely. I can't echo that enough. You know, there's, you know, the one thing that I, when I started, gosh, a million years ago of sharing things, like I had a Twitter account for a year. I didn't know what to do with it. I'm like, what is this thing? You know, is this thing even on? And at some point a light bulb went off. It's like, okay, well, you know, at the time I was a learning consultant and doing a lot more development work. And I think, okay, well, this tip helped me with an online course. How many other people in the world are building online courses who might be able to benefit from that same tip? And so once that switch was made in my brain, I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm going to share things that I think are helpful. And, you know, that's the end of any strategy I have, is just trying to be helpful.
Yeah, I love that. And on that note, I'm going to say thank you for being helpful on our podcast. It's been awesome, Mike. Where can people find you, your website, social media? Where can they go and follow you?
Yeah, I'm generally pretty easy to find online. So my website is mike-taylor.org. On Twitter, I am tmikeT. And via any of those channels, you can find me in a bunch of other places. And you referenced earlier, I have a newsletter that I send every Friday, which is kind of the things that I have found around learning design and technology each week, which is free. So you can get that from my website as well. If anybody has any questions or comments, I would love to hear from anyone anytime. And it's been such a pleasure, Joe. So thanks for letting me ramble on a bit.
It's been a joy. Thank you so much.